This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. Topics.
Nobody have lived on this earth forever. How good you are, how bad you are, how weak you are, how strong you are. You are going to die. Because we know we belong to Allah. We are going back to Him. Everything that we receive is from Him. Where do you spend your time? Where do you spend your money? All will be questioned by Allah. Human will never get anything from Allah except what they have earned in this dunya. So the trial of the grave starts here, not there.
Ladies and gentlemen, with me on the stage now is Sheikh Hussein Yi. He was born to a Chinese Buddhist family and reverted to Islam in 1968. From 1972 to 1978, he studied in the Islamic University in Medina, Saudi Arabia. From 1978 to 1980, he lived and studied in Damascus University, Syria. In 1981, he became the advisor to the Cambodian Muslim refugees in Paris. From 84 to 85, he is the director of the Islamic Center of Hong Kong, China. He kept very busy. In the 80s to 1994, he was also a counselor in Perkim, Malaysia. Since 1994 until today, he has been the president of the Al-Khadim Association, to which he is also the founder. Al-Khadim Association is an association for da'wah and taking care of orphans and single-parent families. He has been organizing da'wah and ibadah camps, or invitation to Islam and worship camps, for youth around Southeast Asia Pacific, London, the United States of America, Canada, and the Middle East. Ladies and gentlemen, inshallah, without any further waiting, inshallah, we will introduce Sheikh Hussein Yi to the podium to give us a lecture on Trials of the Grave. Trials of the Grave by Hussein Yi.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن الا وانتم مسلمون يا ايها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحده وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وارحام ان الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم اعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما اما بعد فان اصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أو كما قال أحييكم بتحية الإسلام وهي تحية الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى Allah as the creator of all things and the sender of all prophets and messengers and the revealer of all truth We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to shower His mercy and blessing upon His beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all other messengers and the family of all the prophets, and for those who follow the teaching of the Prophet till the Day of Judgment. On the behalf of my family, on the behalf of my committees of Al-Qadim Malaysia, we would like to convey their warm salam to all the brother and sister tonight. My Jama'ah informed me, please, Sheikh Husseini, when you meet the brother in Chennai, don't forget to convey our warm salam to all of them. They know all of you. They knew about this occasion, because we always talk about what the Muslim in Chennai, especially Vision Peace of Islam, have done these few years. Fellow brother and sister in Islam, Allah said, "Kuntum khayra ummah." You only can be the best nation if you do da'wah. And Allah said again, "Waltakum minkum ummah." Among you, all Muslim, there must be a group that call people to Islam, and this is the best group. And we believe that you will be the best. We hope that the people of Chennai will be the best. Do you think you can be the best, brothers? Do you want to be the best? Alhamdulillah, you can be the best. Allah never said that only the Arab can be the best. No. Only the Chinese can be the best. No. Only the European can be the best. No. He said, if you want to be the best, you carry out the work of da'wah, you become the best. And Allah have given us sign. We are very blessed and proud to see that the Muslim in India have come forward in the field of da'wah. Dr. Zakir Naik in Mumbai, and all the brother, the good brother who are with Peace Vision of Islam, and many other groups, they are coming all out to call people to Islam. May Allah bless all of you. May Allah make us the best ummah. I'm ashamed to my people in my country, we don't have this kind of activities yet. We hope they will follow suit. We hope that this is the best example for the new ummah. At our time, fellow brother and sister in Islam, we know that the best job in the sight of Allah is not to become an engineer, a doctor, to become an actor or actress. The best job in the sight of Allah is to be the caller to Islam, to be a da'i. And you have seen what your children can do. And we believe that they are going to lead this nation. And they are going to be the leader of the world, inshallah. Not only to be the leader of India, no. A da'i can be the leader of the world. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's not just a leader among the Arabs. The Sahaba, Khalifa Abu Bakr, Umar, Osman, wa Ali, they are not just a Khalifa for the Arabs, no. For the Muslim in the world, for mankind. Fellow brother and sister in Islam, we know that life is short. Allah said, "Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut." Allah said that every living thing will taste death. Everything will end. We have seen this. We have witnessed a lot of people have died. Our family, our loved one, our children, our father, our mother, our wife, our husband, they are no more with us. One day they were with us. The second day they are not with us anymore. That is life. That is the truth of life. Every single living thing world tastes death. And Allah remind us, أَيْنَمَا تَقُونُ يُدْرِقُكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجِ مُسَيِّدًا. Wherever you are, you can be anywhere. You can be in the palace, you can be in Mecca, you can be in Chennai, you can be in the cave, you can live, yeah? You can be in the space, is wherever you are. Allah said, death will overtake you. Even you are in a fortress built up strong and high. Nobody have lived on this earth forever. How good you are, how bad you are, how weak you are, how strong you are, how poor you are, how rich you are going to die. And nobody can say, no, I'm not going to die. I have all the money with me. I can corrupt the angel of death. I can pay him off when he comes to me. Yeah, I give you some money. Just leave me alone. No. You know that. I know that. Whether you are Muslim, you are not yet Muslim, you know you are going to die. But the difference is that we as Muslims have been reminded by Allah, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Make sure that you will not die until you submit to Allah. That's why we are here. We are going to die, but we want to die in the way that Allah is pleased with us. For a good reason, for a purpose. We do not want to just die like anybody died. No. We know that life is not going to end after you die. No. This is the beginning of our everlasting life. Allah said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Can we recite this ayah together? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise belong to Him, Allah. Who is Allah? Rabb. He is the creator, the sustainer of what? Alameen. Allah is not the God to the Muslim only, no. He is not just the God for the Arabs, no. But Allah said, He is the Lord of the universe, the creator. He created everything that you see and things that you don't see. The jinn, the ins, animals, angels, the star, the moon, the sun, the sky, the galaxies. Whatever you can see, whatever you can see, all is the creation of Allah. He said, I am the Lord of the universe. I create everything. And I sustain all my creation. The first thing that Allah have created us before we move to this world. All of us in the first alam. Alameen, I'm going to explain about what is alameen. The first alam is alam arwah. All of us was in the world of the soul. When all of us was in the world of the soul, Allah asked us, Alastu bi rabbikum qalu bala. Am I not your Lord? All of us said, of course, O Allah, you are our Lord. None of us go against Allah. Not even one soul go against Him. Why? Because our soul is still pure and clean. With the will of Allah, Allah transfer us to the second world, the world of Rahim, in our mother's womb. Allah transfer us to the second world, Alam Rahim, and Allah still asks us, Alastu bi rabbikum qalu bala. Am I not your Lord? We said, yes, of course, you are our Lord. At that time, there is no disbeliever. Everyone is a believer. There is none who is not a Muslim. Every soul is a Muslim. Everyone. Then Allah allow us to move to the third alam. We are here now. We are in the third alam, the middle alam, the middle world. We call alam dunya. We are in the world now, brothers and sisters. And when we were born, every child born, they are born clean, fitra, pure. Whether you are black, whether you are white, yellow, brown, Arabs, non-Arab, every child born, they are pure and clean. Nobody was born as a non-Muslim. Nobody was born as a disbeliever. Everyone was born as a Muslim. Because our Prophet said, "Kullu maulid yulad ala fitrah." Every child born, fitrah, pure and clean, Muslim. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَسِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. It is we as parents who have corrupted them. Because we forget Allah, we make them forget Allah. Because we become disbeliever and we make them become disbeliever. Because we are disobedient to Allah, we make them disobedient to Allah. This is what the Prophet said. We worship the world, they worship the world. We worship gold and silver, now they are living for gold and silver. We worship idols, they worship idols. We worship all the other things, now they also are worshipping the thing that we worship. It's not their fault. And that's why we are here today, to remind us before we go to the grave. Because the trial of the grave start here, not start there. It start here. If you want to be safe when you go down 6 feet below, you must get yourself prepared now. And that's why Allah sent prophets after prophet, messenger after messengers. And that's why Peace Vision of Islam organized conference after conference, gathering after gathering, is because we are here to remind each other. Because we care for each other. Because we love every one of us. Whether you are Muslim, you are not yet Muslim, we love all of you. That's why we are here, brother and sister. If you don't care about you, we don't love you, we don't have to come here. We just stay in our house, in our hometown, with our own family. Why must we travel thousands of miles and come here? Because we care for you. Why must Peace Vision of Islam spend millions of rupees to organize this kind of? Because they care for you. They want you to be part of the nation of Islam. They want you to be part of the Khair Ummah, the best nation. So we hope that all the brothers and sisters who are here with us will grab the opportunity. Don't miss out the great opportunity. Not for here, but for the hereafter. Fellow brothers and sisters in Islam, and whether you are not yet Muslim, why we call Muslim? Because we hope everyone will become Muslim. And those who are not yet Muslim now, it's not because of their fault. It is our fault. We don't care about them. We never bring Islam to them. If Prophet Muhammad don't care about us, Islam will never enter India. He cares about us. Islam will not enter China, will not enter Malaysia. We don't know who we are. And Allah said in the Quran, "Ya ayyuha allazina amanu taqallah wal tanzuru nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Wattaqallah innallaha khabirum bima ta'malun. Wa la takunu kallazina nasallah fa ansahum anfusahum. Ulaika humul fasiqun." I am sure majority of the brother and sister here, even our children, have memorized this ayah. Beautiful ayah of Allah. Allah who have created us from nothing. We didn't ask Allah to create us. We didn't ask Allah to make us an Indian, or Chinese, or Arabs, black, white, brown. Nobody asked that. It just happened. It's Allah's will. He said, "Kun fayakun." Even Allah have created all of us different and make us into nation and tribes. But Allah is telling us, we are no stranger. We are not enemy. We are all like a big family, the children of Adam and Eve. Why we are different if we are from the same father and the same mother? It's Allah's wish. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ وَاخْتِلَافُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمْ وَأَلْوَانِكُمْ Allah said, with the sign and the power of Allah, I make you different in language and color. Allah is the one who makes us different. Not we want to be different. But at the end of the day, Allah said, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ And before that, Allah said, لِتَعَارَفُ I make you different so that you get to know each other. You learn how to live together as a big family. Help each other. Love each other. Share with each other. And the best among you, brother and sister, is not whether he's rich or poor, white or colored. The best among you is the one who are more piety to Allah, more faithful and obedient to Allah. You can be the best than me, than all the speakers, if you carry out the mission of the Prophet, da'wah ilallah. You can be. Our children will be the best. They have shown us what they can do. They have been able to stand in front of us and deliver the message to us. Alhamdulillah. Then Allah said, O you who believe in me, be obedient to me. It is not sufficient to believe in God. But you must obey Him. Be obedient to Him. Then only you get the blessing of Allah. An example, it is not sufficient to be an Indian citizen. But you must obey the law of the country. Then you will be blessed. It's not good to say, I have a father, I have a mother. But you don't obey your father and your mother. So, obeying is very important. وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسٌ مَّا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ Allah said, look into yourself. Don't look into other people. Don't point at other people. The Chinese saying, one finger pointing out, three finger pointing back inward. Don't keep on pointing others. You. Don't have to do that. Point to yourself. وَلْتَنْزُرْ نَفْسُمْ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدٍ Look into yourself. What have you prepared for your next day, your next life, your tomorrow? And your tomorrow is not on the earth. It's 6 feet below. There is our tomorrow. And Allah said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسَى اللَّهِ Don't become like the people. Don't become like the people who forget Allah. Why? When you forget Allah, Allah will forget you. When you ignore Allah, Allah ignore you. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, what will happen to us when we go back to Allah? He don't recognize us. He don't acknowledge us. We are gone. We will be the loser. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remind us again, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ زَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ وُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Everyone shall taste death. And only on the day of judgment, the day of Qiyamah, resurrection, shall you be paid fully by Allah. What is the thing that can save you and me when we leave this world? Not your money, not your children. When we talk about dollar and sand, gold and silver, listen to the saying of the Prophet. وَأَنْ أَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ الْعَبْدُ مَالِي مَالِي وَإِنَّمَا لَهُ مِنْ مَالِهِ ثَلَاثَةً مَا أَقَلَ فَأَفْنَى أَوْ لَبِسَ فَأَبْلَى أو تصدق فأمضى رواه مسلم. The Prophet said, everyone of us will say, this is my money, this is my property, this is my car, this is my house, this is my business. Everybody will claim that this is his. Whatever money you have now in your pocket, you will say, this is my money. The 100 rupees, the 500 rupees that is with you now, you say that it's yours. True or not, brother? Is that your money? Whatever you have in your pocket is yours or not? I don't hear you, brother. If you say it's not yours, you must throw it out. It's haram for you to keep something that don't belong to you. There's a big box waiting for you from Vision Peace of Islam. Anything is not yours, take it out. Don't keep it, don't bring it back. It's haram. But you say it's yours, so nobody can take it from you. It's true, it's yours. But the Prophet said, nothing is yours except three. Nothing you can say is mine except three. Number one, when the money, what can the money do to you? Can you eat your money, brother? Can you swallow your money? You love money, true? Yes. Can you just chew it now? Can you just eat one of you? Can you just open 100 rupee and just eat? Do you like to do that? If you do that, what will people say about you? He's crazy. You are crazy, you eat money. Money is not for you to eat. Money is for you to spend. Then the Prophet said, what is yours is when the money turns into food. You buy a food, a burger, chapati, thosai. Thosai, you say thosai or thosai? When you buy, it's not yours. It's still not yours. Maybe your friend comes, oh, please give me, I'm hungry. Can you give me the thosai? Oh, take it, my friend. It's not yours. After you consume it, when inside your stomach, that is yours. Nobody can take it anymore. The money that you buy water, tea, coffee, Pepsi, that is yours. After you drink, that is yours. Before you drink, it's still not yours. You may die before you drink. Then it's not yours. The money that you turn into dress, you wear it, wear and tear, that is yours. But what is in your pocket is in my pocket, is not ours yet. If you want it to be yours, no problem. Do you want all the money with you to be yours forever, brother and sister? Please tell me. Do you want the money that you have with you now to be yours? Please, I don't hear you. Again. Yes, I want my money to be mine. Alhamdulillah. Do you love money? Do you love money, brothers? You must be true to yourself. Yes, I love money. I love gold. I love silver. You ask your wife, do you love money or you love me? Your wife will say, diamond is forever. Not my husband. My husband is not forever. It's for some time only. But diamond is forever. You can love diamond, no problem. But if you really love this money, you want all these things to be with you, and only with you, and forever be with you, there's only one thing you can do. Only one thing. I do not know where is the box now. If you see the box of donation calling you to participate for the sake of Allah, any penny, any dollar you spend for Allah tonight is yours. You have three ring, sisters. Take out one ring for Allah. If you don't take it out, if you die, your husband will take three away and put in another finger. And you, if you come back to life, you will kill your husband for that. But if you want the ring to be yours, give one of your ring for Allah's sake, so that you save your problem in the grave. You remember, the more you have, the more you'll be questioned in the grave. So whatever you love, you really love, you don't want it to depart from you, you must depart it now for the sake of Allah. It will be registered in the sight of Allah. This is your investment. You have contributed for Allah. Allah will keep it for you forever. Forever is yours. There is the best investment. There is the best contribution. If you say you love your money, you must save your money for your future. Listen what the Prophet say again. The Prophet is here to tell you about real life. We are not living in a life of fantasy. We are facing real life. We are going to die. We do not want to die and then we regret. What is the point you regret later on? It's too late. When you go down, you're not going to come back anymore. It's a one-way ticket. Everything one way. When I come to Chennai, two-way, I buy two ticket two-way. Back Saturday, I go back to my country. But going down there is one-way ticket. And the Prophet have told us that in some of the hadiths, 70,000 of my ummah will cross the Sirat in the day of judgment, will go to paradise without any problem. After the Prophet crossed the Sirat, the bridge to paradise, 70,000 of his ummah will follow them without any problem. They will cross the bridge like lightning. They are over there. They are in paradise now. Allahu Akbar. So some companion asked the Prophet, why 70,000? Why they can go to paradise so fast like the lightning? Because the Prophet explained, these people, everything that Allah give them, they have give it back to Allah. There's no more question for them in the day of judgment. It's like when you travel, if you travel by flight, when you reach the other airport, you just bring your briefcase. No extra luggage. Do you need to go through the custom? There are two customs. One, red line and green lane. Red lane, green lane. Green lane for people who have nothing to declare. No good to declare. The custom see you travel with one bag. He will never stop you. He know there's nothing for you to declare. So people who go back to Allah without a lot of dunya, they can go to paradise very easy. But not you, not me. We will have a lot of problem when we die, because there will be a lot of checking from the custom officer. We have so much thing with us. You want to know whether you have a lot of thing or not? You try to shift to another house. You got to prepare a big lorry to move your things. There's so much thing that we got to carry with us. The Prophet said from Anas ibn Malik, Qala Rasulullah. This is a beautiful word from the Messenger of Allah, who know about what is going to happen in the grave and what is going to happen after we die. We don't know. We have not been there yet. If I am there, I cannot come back. Who knows? Allah, who created us, He knows everything. And He informed His Messenger to inform us, to tell us, so that we are prepared, so we will not regret. يَدْبَعُ الْمَيْتَ ثَلَاثَ فَيَرْجِعُ إِسْنَانِ وَيَبْقَى مَعَهُ وَاحِدٌ. The Prophet said, everyone who is living today is going to die. And when you die, there are three things that will follow you. Three things will follow you. Where? They will follow you to the grave. They are going to follow you to the graveyard. two will return, and only one will be loyal to you. One will be your best friend, but the two will return, will not stay with you for long. يَدْبَعُهُ أَحْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَأَمَلُهُ. Your family is going to follow you. When the funeral is on, when the coffin is on, you have your family, your wife, your children, your father, your mother, your friend will follow you to send you to the graveyard. وَمَالُهُ. Maybe you have some property, you have some degree, you may have some medal was given by you from the government. You may bring your medal with you. You can bring your diamond, your gold, your silver with you, no problem. And your deeds, amal. Two will return. Your family is going to say, bye-bye, my darling. Do you think you say, oh, I love you, we will live together and die together? You think they will do that? Before you get married, you can make promise, empty promise. I love you, my darling. The sky will be my witness. The tree be my witness. I love you, my full heart. Everything in me is yours. I want to live and die with you. You say, okay. But when he died, bye-bye. I'm not going to follow you. Crazy. It's true, that is life. How you love your father, how you love your wife, how beautiful she is, how good your husband is, how beautiful your son is. When they die, they die. You are not going to die with them. That is their life. They have their time, you have your time. Everybody will die. Everybody will taste the first qiyamah. The first qiyamah is our own death. The second qiyamah, everybody die. There is a second qiyamah. فَيَرْجِعْ أَحْلُهُ وَمَالُهُ وَيَبْقَ مَعَهُ أَمَلُهُ. Everyone will return back and left you alone. We are alone now. Who will be with us in the grave? Our deeds, our amal. The good thing that we have done. If you have called people to Islam, that is your good deeds. Whatever the person do when he was alive, you get all the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every dollar you spend in the vision of Islam, peace, vision of Islam, they use this money to propagate Islam, to call people to Islam, you will get your share. Everybody will profit. That is the benefit we are here today. Because we want to make everybody become a winner. We do not want to be a loser. And fellow brother and sister in Islam, don't forget that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have reminded us in many ayah. One of the ayah is very simple. You can read in the ayah, in the surah of Takathur. How do you begin with this ayah? What is the first ayah? Do you remember, brother? Can somebody help me? Al-haakum at-takathur. At the end of the ayah, how do the Allah end this ayah? Can somebody help me? Somebody, use the mic. I want somebody to participate. Come on, somebody. Somebody, please, brother, come. The ending of the surah. Anin na'im. Yawma izin. Anin na'im. What is the meaning of that? Allah is telling us, remember everything that I give you, every ni'mah. In the day of judgment, I am going to ask you, how do you make use of this ni'mah? Allah did not give us for free. Allah did not create us without a reason and purpose. Allah have said, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَسًا. Do you think that we created you without a purpose? Do we merit without a purpose? Do we work without a purpose? Do you come here without a purpose? Everybody do something with a purpose. Let us alunna yawma izin anin na'im. Let us alunna. Allah said, you are sure to be questioned by Allah in the day of judgment about what Allah have given you on this earth. 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. One wife, two wives, three wives, four wives. Money, gold, silver. Allah have given you so much. What have you make use? Where do you spend your time? Where do you spend your money? All will be questioned by Allah. But if you do it correctly now, you have less problem in the grave. Because when you go down there, brother and sister, nobody is going to be with you except your deeds. And then the angel Munkar Nakir will come. He is sure to be there waiting for you. And he is going to start the Q&A. After the ending of the lecture, we have Q&A. But there is another Q&A. The Q&A, you must pass. You fail, you have big problem. If you fail here, we can teach you. Over there, nobody teach you anymore. You can knock on, hey, Sheikh Hussein, please come and help me. I cannot help you there. When I go down there also, other Sheikh cannot help me. Because Allah said, وَلَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. Nobody will carry the sin of another person. Everyone will be responsible for his, for her own sins. وَأَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Human will never get anything from Allah except what they have earned in this dunya. So the trial of the grave starts here, not there. There's nothing for you to do there anymore. What you want to do, you got to do it here. So the Prophet say, from Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن أول ما يسأل عنه العبد يوم القيامة من النعيم. من النعيم. رواه ترمذي وابن حبان. The Prophet said, the first thing that Allah is going to ask you in the day of judgment, when He call all of us up, none of you can escape. Everybody will got to stand up in front of Allah. No one is allowed to sit like now what you are doing today. I am standing, you are sitting. Over there, no chairs. No chair. Whether you are king or emperor, billionaire, no chair for you. Here, at least you have some chairs. If you are king, you have a special chair. The king don't sit like you. He cannot sit your chair. And you cannot sit his chair too. It's dangerous to sit the chair of the king. But over there, everybody will be standing. And you know how long you're going to stand there, brother? 50,000 years. Allahu Akbar. We don't even stand for 5 hours yet. But you got to stand 50,000 years. And there is only one day in Qiyamah. That's why they say, Yawmul Qiyamah. Not Ayyamul Qiyamah. If Allah said Ayyamul Qiyamah, many days of Qiyamah. Only one day, not even a night. But one day is equivalent to 50,000 years. Everybody got to stand for 50,000 years. But Allah Kareem, for those who have deeds, who have prepared themselves, who have invested, now in Akhirah, they have no problem. For those who bring up your children to be good children, righteous children, like the children you have seen, they are trained to do da'wah, to call people to Islam from young. And if they become the caller of Islam, all of us as parents will receive the blessing of Allah. It's a great investment. The mother, the father in the time of the Prophet, when they have children, the only thing in their dream, in their life, is to make sure these children become the righteous people. Waladan Saleh. Because all of us know, brother and sister, this is the last hadith that I like to share with you. The Prophet said, "Iza mata ibnu Adam in qata'a amalahu illa bisalata." That means every children of Adam will die. Muslim, not Muslim, people who are not yet will die. You die, the Prophet said, in qata'a amalahu. You are cut off from this world. You have nothing to do with this world anymore. If you commit a crime after you die, the court cannot sue you anymore. If the court sue you, send you a summon in the grave, he is crazy. How can you summon the death? Nothing. You are cut off. Illa bisala, except three things that still can save you. Three things that can help you in your grave and in the day of judgment. Number one, sadaqatin jariyah. If you have some money, give it for the sake of Allah. You have a land, you have a house. Anything that is useful, you donate it to Vision Peace of Islam. Said, make use for the sake of Allah, for da'wah. And when people come to Islam, they have no place to stay. You put them in the halfway house that you have made waqaf. You have a house for the orphan, the aitam, for the poor. Whoever make use of this place, you get the reward. Ongoing reward from Allah. وَإِلْمٌ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ. And knowledge. Whatever you know, pass it down to your children. Teach them Fatiha. Teach your friend Islam. Teach them how to pray. And when they start to pray, because you have made an effort to teach them, you will get the reward. And when they teach their friend, you also will get the reward. It's a chain of reward. Allah is going to reward all of us with the little effort, not much, just little. The little you spend now, Allah will give you more in the hereafter. And the last one is, waladun salih yada'u lah. You see, the beauty of the saying of the Prophet, he said, waladun salih. The Prophet never said, ibnu salih, bintu salih. He said, waladun salih. What is the meaning of walad here? That means any children that is under your care, you make them become righteous children. You die, they become good children. They pray, they fast, they do da'wah, they make zikr. You will get all the reward from Allah. Even they are not engineer, doctor, it's not a big problem. Because when you go down 6 feet under, Allah is not going to ask you about your doctorate. Allah is not going to ask you one question about your professorhood. Whatever you spend for dunya, just for dunya, in the secular education, not even one question Allah asks about that. But Allah will ask about your deen. Ma rabbuk, wa ma deenuk, wa man nabiyuk. He will ask you that. Waladun salih, righteous children. It can be your own children, your adopted children, your nephew, your niece. It can be anybody who is under your care. Because there are some people who don't have children. So can they have this kind of blessing from Allah? Yes. Take care of some orphans. Take care of your brother's child, your sister's child. You will get the reward. Waladun salih yada'u lah. Fellow brother and sister in Islam, we believe, because we have seen with our own eye what Dr. Zakir Naik have done in Mumbai. In one of the night, he gathered at least 14 children, maybe more, I forgot. I was there. I was sitting like you, sitting down there, watching these 14 or 16 children. And everyone is about 13 years old, if I don't forget. And everyone is our double. They become our double. One's children represent Ahmad Didat. One children present Dr. Zakir Naik, his own son. One children present Dr. Bilal Philip, Abdul Rahim Gri, Yusuf Esti, and there's also one present me. All of them become our double. 13 years old, they speak like every one of us. It's a great achievement. If any of you participate in this program and your children become Walad and Saleh, Allah is going to bless you forever, brother and sister. You cannot be like them, maybe. You cannot be like us, but your children can be better than us, inshallah. As nothing is impossible. The beauty of the knowledge of Islam, if any children have knowledge of Islam, the knowledge of Islam will bring them over the globe. They can travel around the globe. If I'm not a Muslim, I cannot be invited to talk to you. I will be staying in Malaysia, finish. I'll go to China, Hong Kong, my homeland, finish. But because of Islam, I travel everywhere. I travel to China, I travel to Taiwan, I travel to Papua New Guinea, I was in Fiji, I was in Tonga, I was in New Zealand, I was in Australia. I was in America, in Canada, Europe, here, Middle East. Why? It's because of La ilaha illallah. You see what La ilaha illallah can do to us? La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasul, can make us become the great ummah. Great people. We don't have to fight for it. Just work for it, for the sake of Allah. At the end of the day, brother and sister, if you want to save yourself from the trial of the grave, remember the ayah that you always recite. Maybe not you, yeah? Because majority of the Muslims in this country are Hanaf. But the Shafi'i people will always recite. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya. Follow me? We recite together. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alamin. Allahu akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Majority of the Muslim in Southeast Asia will recite this dua iftitah in the prayer. He said, O Allah, all my prayer, inna salati, all my namaz, the fard, the sunnah, wa nusuki, and all my sacrifice, everything that I do, mahyaya, my life, my death, is only to please you, O Allah. Only for you. Because we know we belong to Allah. We are going back to Him. Everything that we receive is from Him. Everything, the eye that see is from Allah. The ear that hear is from Allah. Everything belongs to Him. And everything is going back to Him. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Everything comes from Allah and will return back to the owner. He is Malik, Maliki Yawmiddin, the king and the owner in the day of judgment. So fellow brother and sister, once again I'd like to remind all of you, please don't forget what I say about your preparation for the grave and the hereafter. Don't leave this area tonight without looking for the box. There are some box there now, I saw. There's some box there. Please go towards the box. Not for me. Not for peace, we say, but for Allah's sake. Because they have done a good job. It's our duty to be part of it. And I'm happy that all of you are here. I believe that you are going to be part of it. And I'm going to bring all of you back in my country, because I'm going to talk to my people about how good the people here. Yeah, how supportive the people here. How strong your iman is. Wherever I go, I'm talking about the people in Chennai. I'm talking about the people in Mumbai. This is how we become popular. You are not there, but people are representing you. And before I stop for Q&A, I would like to call all the brothers and sisters, let us make a short prayer, a very short prayer for every one of us. A prayer that the Prophet have taught us. A very simple one. I'm going to say it slowly, and all of you just follow, inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma bika amsayna wa bika asbahna wa bika nahya wa bika namut wa ilayka al-masir. Allahumma aghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه alal iman. O Allah, bless our evening and our morning, our life and our death, and to you we will return. O Allah, forgive the sin of those who are living among us and those who have passed away among us. O Allah, forgive the sin of those who are present tonight and for those who are absent. O Allah, forgive the sin among us, the young and the old, the male and the females. O Allah, if you will allow us to live longer on this planet, let us live as a good Muslim and a practicing Muslim and a caller to Islam. And if you will want to take our life anytime, O Allah, make sure that we are prepared and we'll go back to you with iman. Wal husnil khatima. And make our ending the best ending. Amin. Ya Rabbil Alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilaih. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time we open the floor for questions and answers. My favorite part of the evening. We would prefer, inshallah, that our Muslim brothers and sisters allow our non-Muslim brothers and sisters the opportunity to answer questions, make statements, or pose criticisms. We as Muslims have many opportunities to meet and greet our scholars and to ask them questions and to have our misconceptions clarified. Opportunities which many of our non-Muslim companions don't have. So we ask you that you allow them the opportunity and give them the encouragement to come to the microphone and ask questions. At this time, inshallah, I will begin the questions. Sir, would you please state your name, your occupation, and then state your question briefly.
I am Muhammad Ghaus. By profession, I am a doctor. You said that three things will accompany in the grave. And you yourself said that second thing will be the knowledge you leave it to your children. Whether the knowledge you said is only for religious knowledge or a man leaves some scientific knowledge for the benefit of the humanity to come or he finds out some disease and medicines for it, and he tells to the people, whether such knowledge also will give him benefit.
Inshallah. Yeah, where the Prophet said, "Ilmun yuntafa'u bih." The Prophet do not just say that the knowledge of akhirah, mean any knowledge that can bring benefit to the ummah, to mankind, inshallah, you will be rewarded for that. Yes, Zakallah.
Rear mic, inshallah, on the brother's side, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Bundu Muhammad Amin. I am a businessman. As you rightly given me speech in your lecture, that there is no life after death, but in India, our Hindu brothers are believing in rebirth. They say that after your death, you will born again. If you do good thing, you will be rewarded and you will become a rich man. If you do bad thing, you will be born as donkeys or ducks. Do you please comment?
We do believe what Allah said and what the Prophet have taught us about life after death. We all believe there is a life after this world. The Hindu may also believe, the Chinese believe, everybody believe in it, only they believe in different ways. Some people believe that by nature, our soul is clean, is pure. After we commit a lot of sin in this earth, when you die, because your soul is so corrupted, so unclean, you cannot go back to nirvana. You cannot go back to where you came from. So that's why they say there is a concept of reincarnation, meaning you will be reborn again in another mother's womb, and then they give you another chance to become a better person. But after some time, after the first, the second of reincarnation, if you still are a bad guy, you die, and at the end of the day, you will turn to be an animal. This is what they believe. But this is not from what Allah said, not in the book of Torah, not in the book of Injil, not in the book of Zabur, not in the book of the Quran. So we believe what Allah said is true, not what some people say. Yeah? So we believe there is life after death, of course, but in the way of what Allah have explained to us. Alam barzah, then alam akhirah, then it will go to hell and paradise, and you will be there forever. But other people can believe what they believe, that the belief in Islam is the best, because it's not something what people say, is what Allah the Creator have said in the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. So, inshallah, we are saved. We are in the right path. For people who believe that they are going to reincarnate again, they have some belief, but their belief is not in the right path. We hope that Allah will give them guidance and they will follow our belief, and all of us will be saved in the hereafter. Inshallah. Ameen.
We'll now take a question from the sister section.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This is Asma. I'm a teacher by profession. Brother, you were telling about the first thing that would be asked when you are resurrected.
There are many hadiths about this. One of the hadiths I quote earlier is about the ni'mah, na'im, all the bounties that Allah have given you. But there are also other hadiths talk about the amal. This is about the ni'mah. The other hadith, the Prophet did say, أَوَّلُ مَا يُحَاسِبُ الْمَرْءُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَمَةِ أَنْ صَلَاتِهِ. The first amal that Allah is going to value in the Day of Judgment is your salat, your namaz. Few hadiths, but we are talking from different angle. But the hadith that I quote earlier is about na'im, about the ni'mah. Whatever Allah have given you, the ni'mah. Example, the ni'mah of your life. If Allah give you to live for 50 years, then Allah is going to question you about how do you spend your 50 years. The money that Allah give you, Allah is going to ask you, how do you spend your money? The same, the knowledge Allah give you, what do you do with your knowledge? This is all the ni'mah. That is the question that is going to be asked by Allah. Jazakallah khair.
We'll take a question from the young man, inshallah, in the front. Could you please state your name? And I think we all know his occupation, huh?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My name is Ahmad. I am a student Can a dead person's relative pray for him, read Quran? Does it benefit to him?
Jazakallahu khair, Ahmad. Yeah? A young boy asks a very, very important question about can, when somebody pass away, our family, our friend, can we do something for them? Yes, the Prophet said, Istaghfiru li akhikum. Anybody pass away, the first thing we say is, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Saying, telling, remind ourselves, they came from Allah, and to Allah they are returning. And then the Prophet says, Istaghfiru li akhikum. Ask Allah to forgive their soul. So we say, Allahumma ighfir lahu. Allahumma ighfir laha. Yeah, you should do that. Every Muslim must do that. Whether you know him or not, when you hear somebody die, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then make prayer, Allahumma ighfir lahu or Allahumma ighfir laha. But can you recite the Quran and present it to him? There is no hadith from the Prophet to confirm that. A lot of Muslim is doing that, but it's not based on any authentic hadith. It's part of the tradition a lot of people is doing. Do what the Prophet recommend us is the best. You can pray, you don't have to recite. Quran is for the living, not for the dead. Quran is for people who is alive, not for the dead anymore. You understand, boy? Now, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you, my son. Yeah? This is our son. Look at him. No, he's going to be a good son, inshallah.
Jazakallah.
Allah ybarik fi.
We will now take a question from the men's section, rear microphone. Could you please state your name and occupation?
My name is James Rosario, and I'm a Catholic priest. You justly said that each of us, after our death, we will carry back our deeds. But this is for those who believe in eternity. What happens to those who don't believe in eternity? Because we do believe that everyone are sons of God.
Number one, fellow brothers, we Muslim believe that we are the servant of Allah. We don't call ourselves a son of God, because even is a term used by the people of the book, by the Christian. I was a Christian too before. Of course, we always say that we are the son of God, the children of God. God is our Father. The reason they use this term actually is to make us feel closer to each other. To say servant and Lord, maybe it's a bit far. It's like a servant and a master. But if you use the term son, children, father, it makes you feel closer. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran forbid us to call ourselves as son or children of God. And also, don't call him father, call him Allah. Call him Allah. And we are Abdullah, the servant of Allah. Now whoever died do not believe in the hereafter. There is no future for him, because he don't believe in that. That's why the future is for people who believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have remind us, and also Prophet Muhammad have informed us. He said, La yadkhuluna al-jannah hatta tu'minu. None of us can enter the paradise that belong to God except for those who believe. If they don't believe, then there's no future for them. People who die without believing in the hereafter, there is no future, there's no hope. They are living in darkness. That's why Prophet was sent, Moses was sent, Abraham was sent, Noah was sent, Jesus was sent, Muhammad was sent, to remind us about real life after death. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the heart of those who don't believe in the hereafter to become believer, and they die as a believer, so that there will be a future for them, inshallah.
What I wanted to know specifically was that problem is when those we live also with those who don't believe, so then their lives here are not transformed in any way, because their deeds, they don't bother about their deeds.
Yeah, we know that we are living among the people who believe and people who are the disbeliever. That is why it is our mission, it is our duty to call them to believe. in God. Because there is our mission. We cannot just leave them alone. But if they choose not to follow, nobody can force them. At least in the day of judgment, if Allah asks us, have you conveyed the message? We have done our duty. And Allah said that our responsibility is just to convey the message. If they accept it, it's good for them. If they don't accept it, we will keep on trying and pray for them. And we hope one day they will accept it, inshallah.
We'll now take a question from the sister side, inshallah. Sister, could you please state your name and occupation?
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh to the sister.
I'm Inas. I just want to know briefly, what happened to the people who do not have natural death? What happened to those souls?
Would you please explain what natural death is?
Like they do commit suicides.
Commit suicide?
Yeah.
I was reading some hadith lately about people who die committing suicide. What happened is the Prophet do not offer prayer to them. He himself will not offer any prayer to them. To show us that he dislikes anybody to take their own life, because our life don't belong to us, it belongs to Allah. We got to accept the truth that we wait for the time for us to go. But the Prophet never forbid other companions to offer the funeral prayer. But what will happen to them, the Prophet say, in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to punish them for what they have done to themselves. If they use a knife to kill themselves, Allah will give them the same knife and they keep on killing them, poking their body. If they drink poison to kill themselves, Allah will prepare the poison, they keep on drinking, they die, then they will be alive again and they drink the same poison, they go through some suffering. They will have the kind of suffering like what they have done in this world. So we hope that no Muslim will do that. You are not supposed to die without a reason. And you must be very careful in dying. Make the right choice. Because death only one. You hope that you will die for a good reason. I have made up my mind. I have always talked to myself, oh Allah, please make me die as a good Muslim. Don't make me die when I do something wrong. Because we are human, nobody is perfect. Some today you are good, tomorrow maybe you are not that good. But we hope when we go back to Allah, it's a good ending. Husnil khatima. So we hope that those who commit this sin, they are still Muslim, but they will be punished by Allah first. And all Muslim, the Prophet said, at the end of the day, because of the iman, the belief they have in God, in Allah, they will go to paradise. Whoever believe in Allah, at the end of the day, they go to paradise. Yeah. So may Allah make us among the people of Jannah. Amin. Ya Rabbil Alameen.
We'll take the question from the front male mic, inshallah, with the young man, inshallah. Please state his name and occupation.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My name is Sulaiman. I am doing homeschooling. How many years we will stay in the grave?
How many years? No one knows. That's not important for us, son. Yeah? It's not important for us to know how many years. The year over there is not the same like the year on this earth. But everybody actually who is down there now is sleeping after the question, the trial of the grave. They are in the world of barzakh. They are there. Barzakh means they are in a waiting world between kubur and akhirah. There is barzakh. Barzakh means there is a wall that stops them from entering the day of judgment. So everyone now actually is just sleeping. Those good person who die, Allah give them big space, like a big room, superior room. Yeah. And then with aircon, you know, alhamdulillah, they can take rest. You know? But those who are bad people, they also are there, but in a very small room without aircon and darkness. And for those good people who have died, Allah will command the door of paradise to be opened so that they can see in their dream. The one who is dead is like sleeping and they have a good dream. But for the bad soul, they will be there and they will always have a bad dream because the door of hell is going to open for them. And then they can see. And they are suffering now. Why they suffer? Because they know at the end of the day, they are going to go to hell. Why the other soul will be very happy? Because they know at the end of the day, they go to paradise. So about how long, only Allah knows, my son. Okay? Alhamdulillah.
And I remind our non-Muslim guests, you may see the queues looking long to you, but you have the priority at the microphone. If you have a question, you can go to the front of the line. So if there are any non-Muslims who have a question, you can go to the front of the line. Brother, could you please state your name and occupation, and then your question.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Salim Ahmad.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
I'm a banker. My nowadays, in Surah Yasin, it is said that on the day of resurrection, everybody will be risen up from the graves. And those who rise from the grave, they will ask a question, who has disturbed us from our slumber? Does it mean that nothing happens in the grave from our day of death to day of resurrection?
Jazakallahu khair. Now Allah reminds us about the reality of Alam Barzakh. It's a waiting world. Actually, after the Q&A from Munkar and Nakir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is some form of punishment in the grave. That's all that I can say to you, brother. Jazakallahu khair.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Samrin. I'm a student. My question is, what happens to those people who die due to tsunami or burn away, or those die due to natural calamities where they are not buried into the earth?
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have informed us signs of good ending, sign of good death. One of the signs of Husnul Khatimah, if people die because of flood, like tsunami, people die because of fire, like there's a burning, and then they're caught in the building and they die in the fire, and people also who die when the building collapses on them. There are many signs, at least 19 signs. I have a book talk about this sign. This is a small booklet that talk about the people who die with a good ending. Now, in this small book, I have wrote about 19. The Prophet have given us 19 signs of good ending. So whoever die in that situation and they believe in Allah, they are dying as a shaheed. Yeah? Even to us, we feel eerie. Why? We don't even find their body, but Allah know best. Yeah, Allah know best. Now what is important, we must prepare ourselves. It's just like what if you are, even the sign the Prophet say, if the mother, while giving birth to a baby, the woman pass away, she die as a shahida. But she must believe in Allah, of course. The people who have caught in the tsunami, if they don't believe in Allah, it's too bad for them. So that's why the Muslim is being warned, being reminded to always prepare yourself because death will come anytime. So the sign, if they believe in Allah, they die because of the tsunami, there is a good sign, the sign of good ending. May Allah bless their soul and may Allah replace them with a better life in this world. Amen.
Brother at the front mic, inshallah. No. You can please state your name and your occupation, inshallah. Then briefly state your question.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
My name is Danish Aftab. My question is that in your speech you have told that to teach your children a lot of things, in that you have mentioned about Fatiha. What's that Fatiha? Can you explain it?
know anything, I'm just quoting example. Even the little that you can do, you may not memorize a lot of the Quran, but you memorize Surah Al-Fatiha, you pass that surah, you pass it down, you teach somebody, your children or anybody, and now they learn Fatiha from you. So this is the knowledge that you have passed down to them. So when they recite Surah Al-Fatiha in their namaz, in their prayer, you will get the reward. That's the meaning of the hadith.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Myself, I'm Shabreen and I'm student of engineering in information technology. There is a custom of giving birth to dead. But if, like for my grandmother, the doctor declared that none of us should touch her body, even for giving a bath. So in that case, even if we wanted, we could not give her a bath and just made her body perform ablution alone, that is wudu, and we buried her. Is there any sin or guna on us? And because we didn't give her a bath, do we have to do anything else?
For the brothers and the sisters, all of us know our basic responsibility that the Prophet have commanded us if somebody passed away. So the living must do, the minimum is to wash the body. The body must be washed, not just take ablution. I do not know why this thing happened, but if it happened, the whole community will be responsible for that. Because washing the body is fardu kifaya. If somebody does it, the rest, alhamdulillah, will free from that responsibility. It's a fardu kifaya. We cannot do, just take ablution because the Prophet wants you to wash the body. That the best person to wash the body of your parent is you. If the mother, then the daughter. But if you can't, then get another Muslimah lady who have the knowledge about washing the dead body. That should be done by the Muslim Ummah. Yeah, this is the first time I heard if a Muslim pass away, Zakallah. Okay.
The second part of that question was actually, is there anything that we need to do in order to compensate for that?
Yeah, the past is the past. What can you do? If you have buried her, there's nothing you can do. You just ask Allah to forgive those who are still alive, who have not carried out their responsibility as what they must do. It's not her sin. It's our sin for not carrying out our responsibility. Because learning how to wash the body is the knowledge of fardu kifaya. There must be somebody among the lady who have that knowledge. There must have somebody among the men that have the knowledge. When the time comes, somebody must act upon it. So again, I will just say, if the person has been buried, so we can't do much. Allah will forgive her and she have no sin because of that, because she can't do anything for herself. Only the living commit a sin, and may Allah forgive those who forget to wash her body now.
I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that she was declared to suffer from tetanus. So none of us are supposed to touch her because even we were afraid to get infected.
But I got to clear this matter, it's important. Now, if the dead person is being confirmed carries certain kind of virus or disease and you are not allowed, anybody also is not allowed to get close, there is a time Allah said, فَاتَّقَ مَسْتَطَقْتُمْ. Do whatever you can. Do whatever you can. You don't have to worry about that. But if purposely you are able to do something, you don't do it, you will be responsible for that. But if there's a reason, Allah knows best. Yeah? Jazakallahu khair.
Spread the word, oh man. Spread the word of Islam. Oh, fortunate one, paradise must be won. Paradise must be won each day and each night, through darkness and through light. Cry it out to the world. Spread the word.